When we are small and shining like the sun, curious and filled with delight, all things have us wide-eyed, and we are amazed at the world of movement of colours and things, and power is in our gut. It was our true nature, this power, we were filled to overflowing with courage. Learning to walk, falling down, getting up, falling down, getting up. The word failure nowhere to be found in our lexicon. We didn't even have a lexicon. Reaching out into this world of amazement and delight, there was energy beyond the thinking of it. Such vitality, diaphanous whirls of light, spirit was our name, soaring eagle-like, rising in a spiral vortex in the solar plexus. And then the darkness descended. The cold and dank and misty corridors of hell came in waves of terror and despair. A look, a scowl, the hip-laden hand, fingers pointed icicles in our hearts, crushing and freezing, choking the light and power from us. The faces of condemnation chilled the fire in our gut, and limp and lame became our energetic signature as the power leaked out of us and into the shadows. Paranoid and desperate, our spirit crawled, like a wounded tiger now to be caged, tamed, destroyed, beaten into submission. The light slowly dimmed, our gut slowly emptied of this volcanic fire which we once knew. With innocence and power gone, this life was now a battle, an endless war, raging to survive. Threatened at every turn with eyes searching, agonized, looking for danger, longing for safety, dreaming of arms that would hold and love us, but we were deluded. To be loved would not fill us with power. To be safe is not to be vital and spirited, living on the wave of this vortex of power. A ship in the harbour is safe, but its nature, its purpose, is not lived when hiding there. And now a life is happening, with all of the admonitions, injunctions, threats, damnations, and critiques, deeply embedded in the psyche, in the soul, off to wander into a world where threat lurks, skulks and hovers, waiting to pounce. You see a child in the street, open and undefended, smiling and laughing, greeting strangers as though all are friends, and the parents walking behind, faces hard and calcified, threatened and suspicious, contracted and cautious, not living life. Surviving life. Is this what has become of us? Is this our destiny? Angry, contracted, a subtle, bitter paranoia colouring every word until we feel safe, until there is no danger. But life is dangerous. There is always death. Everywhere there is life and death. But death terrifies us. Death is to be avoided, never discussed, never faced. It is the end, and we are addicted to beginnings, to birth. And so every time the mind asks, will I be late, early, will I upset you, hurt you, be seen as selfish, bad, a money grubber, manipulative, far left, far right, two in the middle, our power is gone, lost on the last light of the westward setting sun. And the mind makes its greatest mistake. It tries to stop what just happened, to undo what is done. The craziness of it, the insanity every day, hundreds of times, waiting, waiting, waiting for accidents, mistakes, tragedy, disaster. Around which corner will they come? The beady, anxious, slit-eyed anxiety, anticipating hurt, pain, sadness, loss, this never-ending, winding road that leads to fear's door, will it ever disappear? Will I make enough money? Will I get sick? Will my partner die? When will I die? Am I in the best place possible with just the right person doing just the right thing? Am I serving well or enough? Am I creating a legacy? And the greatest, the ultimate question, am I living an authentic life true to my nature, my core, my essence? And the best way to do this is to remember the fire, to take heat to those embers in your gut and to fan them with the winds of light, the winds of courage, the winds of memories long gone where power once was so natural. So you notice your mind having fearful thoughts, and so quickly, ever so quickly, the body responds, contracts and tightens, leaks its power outwards into space. And yet the endless doing of this insanity. In this moment, all is lost, a stuckness jammed stock still into the solid frozen ground of your being. How to change the past? What a fruitless virtual exercise in madness. But there is a cure. To just notice the thought and the feeling arising, and to keep noticing and to watch the energy of spirit rising equally to meet and hold in the palm of its metaphorical hand the hurt, the pain, the suffering, and the anxiety. And slowly this pain begins to take on a different hue, a different patina. As spirit in its all-encompassing, endless loving being allows what is to be and simultaneously transforms it, leaving love and power in its wake. And so slowly we remember what this power in our gut feels like, and energy returns, this primitive, primordial and vital flame, awakens and burns, burns with the heat that is fire awakening, and the oxygen that feeds it comes from a heart and a mind that no longer fears destruction and death, free of the enslaved conditioned laws fashioned in the forgery of the pain of our teachers. Life and death are honored equally. This body is here and is already gone. Transient and beautiful is this world of form, spirit's home, for now. A gigantic tidal wave of power floods outward from the center of your gut into every cell of your body, forged heat, power returned at last, solid as granite but alive, pulsating, throbbing with life. Power awakening, dancing and rejoicing in its return to its home, we enter the gateway, we salute our God nature. We see it in everything around us, and we dance delighted, expanded, whole and complete, amidst the beauty of transient imperfection that is this world, this planet, this earth, our home.